give to the Lord. I want to start in the back of the church. I want to go around that way. I want you to come around this way, and I want you to shake the hands of these servicemen. Amen. And my apologies go out today to one veteran that we missed, and that's Brother Neil. Stand up, sir. I'm so sorry. Brother Neil was in the Air Force, United States Air Force. Amen. Thank you for your service, sir. Amen. I did not know you was a veteran, or I sure enough would have shown my appreciation, sir. Stand with me all over this house. We're going to turn to the word of the Lord very quickly. We'll share with you what the Lord's placed on my heart today. We're so delighted to have all of our visitors for our annual Veterans Day service and for our dedication of baby Emma. What a wonderful day it is to be in God's house. Can you say amen? What a wonderful day it is to be in God's house. I'll try not to keep you too long, but I cannot speak for the Holy Ghost. So just give me a few moments of your time. I'll try to get out of your way. 1 Chronicles 29, if you could turn there with me. 1 Chronicles 29. I'm going to be reading verse 1. We're going to jump down very quickly to verse 9, 10, and 11. 1 Chronicles 29 and 1, 9, 10, and 11. Shout yes when you're there. If you don't have your Bibles, the text is up on the screen behind me. Amen. For your benefit. Amen. If you need a Bible, we want you to see us before you leave this place. We'll make sure you have a Bible in your home. Every home needs the word of the Lord in it. 1 Chronicles 29 and 1, the word of the Lord says, "Furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon, my son, whom alone God hath chosen, is yet young, and he is tender, and the work is great before him. For the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God. For the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God." Jump down to verse 9 with me, where the Lord says, "Then the people at the sayings of David rejoiced, for they offered willingly, because with a perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. Thine, O Lord, is the power. Thine, O Lord, is the glory. Thine, O Lord, is the victory. Thine, O Lord, is the majesty. Hallelujah. For all that is in the heaven and all that is in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all." Because we live in a democracy today, because there are so few monarchs left in the world today, I'm afraid that we have lost the art of exalting a king. We have lost the art of how to come to the king. With the help of the Lord and the support of this body, I want to preach today on this topic: the protocol of the palace. The protocol of the palace. Before you're seated today, can we offer up the Lord one more high praise all over this house? Come on, if you're thankful he woke you up this morning and started you on your way. Come on, let's thank him for another day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I made up my mind, I'm going to rejoice. Come on, somebody rejoice. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Give him praise all over this house today. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. You may be seated in the name of the Lord today. Amen. The protocol of the palace. Every palace has its protocol. Buckingham Palace in London has a time-honored protocol. The Kremlin in Moscow, the White House in Washington have their own protocols. The higher, the greater the authority of the king, the more detailed and the more stringent the protocol is to get to the king. There is a certain way that you approach the Emperor of Japan. There is a certain way that you approach the Queen of England. I want you to know something today. The kingdom of God today, Brother Greg, has a king. And it matters how we approach him. And it matters how we come to him. The kingdom of God has a king. He's high and he's lifted up. And we need to regain the lost art of elevating our monarch today. We need to regain the lost art of magnifying our king today. Can you give him a hand clap of praise and adoration if you love the king today? Hallelujah. Jesus is not our equal. He's not just another guy in the room. Come on, we need to regain the lost art of magnifying our king today. He's not just another guy in the group. And even though he's a friend that sticks closer than any brother, he's not your buddy today. Come on, somebody. He's a friend that will never leave you. He's a friend that will never forsake you. But he's not just your buddy today. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He sits high and he looks low. The heavens are his earth. Come on, heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool. He's majestic. He's almighty. He has all power in heaven and in earth today. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords today. There's none beside him. There's none before him. There's be none after him. He's the great I am. He's the El Shaddai. He is the Adonai today. He's all of the Jehovah's in one. Church, the government shall be up on his shoulders, the Bible says, and of the increase of his government, there shall be no end. He's not restricted. He's not detained. He's not restrained today. He has no equal today. He has no rival today. Forever our God reigns today. Come on, forever our God is victorious today. Forever our God is the Prince of Peace and the Lord of Lords. And I come to tell this church today, it matters how you come to him. There is a protocol for the palace. Come on, he's victorious. Come on, and if you're going to come into his presence, you're only going to do it by the protocol of the palace today. Clap your hands and give the Lord some praise today. Amen. Because praise is a part of the protocol of the palace. Hallelujah. Many people visit the palace. Some are first-time visitors. Some are one-time visitors. They're there because they are awed by the palace. How many remember the time when you used to be awed by the church? You used to be awed by the presence of God. You used to be awed by what happened just a few moments ago in this place when the Spirit of the Lord filled the house and the sound of a rushing mighty wind come through the house. You used to be awed by the Lord. Some are here just because they want to be awed by the Lord today. They're in awe of the palace. They're curious about it. They're curious about what happens in the palace. Some are guests. Some are there because they were invited. They accepted an invitation. Come on. But some people are intimate and some people are close to the king. Some are there because they want to be close to the king. Some are there because they want to know what it feels like to be in the presence of the king. The tabernacle of Moses painted a picture of the protocol of the palace. It's a protocol that we must learn if we want to come into the presence of the King of Kings. If you think it doesn't matter today how you come to the King, I want you to consider this fact. I want you to consider the fact that the Bible only gave two chapters to the fact that God created the entire universe. Two chapters the Bible gives to the creating of the universe, but the Bible gives 50 chapters to the tabernacle plan. The Bible gives 50 chapters, Brother Doug, on the way that we are to come to God and the way that things are to be set into place and how we are to present ourselves before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords today. 50 chapters. In fact, more space is given to the tabernacle plan than any other single topic in Scripture. I would say it matters how we come to the King. I would say it matters how we present ourselves before the King. Come on, the King is to be respected. The King is to be revered. The King is to be admonished. The King is to be extolled. And it matters how you come before the King today. The first step into getting into the palace is you simply got to come through the gate. You just got to come through the gate. That's the first step to getting into the palace, Brother Reese. You don't start out in the inner courts. You don't start out in the outer courts. You start out at the gate. The first step to getting into the palace is you got to come through the gate. David gave us this wise instruction of entering into his gates with thanksgiving. Come on, thanksgiving is an entry-level form of praise. Don't take me wrong today. Thanksgiving is important, and it's important that we have a heart that is full of gratitude. But it's easy to be thankful for something that somebody has already done for you. But it ain't so easy to thank God for what he has yet to do for you. I come to tell you today, you got to come through the gates to get to the King. You got to have thanksgiving in your heart. You got to appreciate what he's done for you. You got to appreciate the family he's blessed you with. You got to appreciate the health in your body. Thanksgiving will get you through the gates today. Thanksgiving will get you through the gates today, but it's an entry-level form of praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, but you enter into his courts with praise. You see, not everybody who comes through the gate gets into the court. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost today. Not everybody that comes through the gate gets into the court. You enter into his gates with thanksgiving, but you enter into his courts with praise. And thanksgiving will get you through the gate, but it takes praise to get you into the courts. We praise him because of his mighty acts. We praise him because of who he is. We praise him because he's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. There's none beside him. There's none before him. There'll be none after him. He is that which was. He is that which is. And he is that which will forever be today. We praise him simply because he's worthy of our praise. Oh, give praise and glory and honor unto the Lord today. If you want to get into his court, you got to bring it with your praise. If you want to get into his court, you're not going to get into his courts without praise. Thanksgiving will get you through the gate, but it's going to take some praise to get you into the court. And not everybody that comes through the gate is going to make it to the court. We praise him because of his mighty acts. On good days, he's still the King of Kings. On bad days, he's still the King of Kings. When we feel like it, he's still the King of Kings. When we don't feel like it, he's still the King of Kings. When we're tired, he's the King. When we're weak, he's the King. When we're hurt, he's the King. He'll always be the King today. And you're not going to get into his courts without your praise. If you want to get into the courts, you're only going to get there by the protocol of praise. It's going to take praise to get you into his courts. But if you want to get past the courts, you got to take your protocol to a whole new level. The highest level of our praise is our worship. Worship takes you to a place past the gate and past the court. Worship takes you to a place that one-time visitors and guests don't get to experience. Worship takes you to a place where you can be alone with the King in the inner chamber. Worship takes you to a place where you can hear His voice. Worship takes you to a place where you can feel His touch. Worship takes you to the inner courts of the King today. Worship takes you to a place that thanksgiving and praise can't take you. It takes you to the inner chamber. Worship transports us to the Holy of Holies. You see, the farther you get into the palace, the more stringent the protocol is. Come on, the farther you get into the palace, the fewer people you will see in the palace. My God, come on. Come on. Come on. Everybody walks through the door of the church in the Welcome Center. Everybody shakes hands and says, it's good to see you today, brother and sister. But then you come through the door into the court where your praise happens. And the worship begins to happen. And the singing begins to happen. And then you find yourself in a place all alone with Jesus through your worship. If you're going to come to the King today, it's only going to come through the protocol of the palace. If you want to get past the courts, you're only going to make it through your worship. The highest level of our praise is worship. Worship takes you to a place past the gates and past the courts. It takes you to a place where there's not as many people there. It takes you to the inner chamber. It transports you into the Holy of Holies. The farther you get into the palace, the fewer the people you will find there. The gates are full. The courts are busy. But when you get into the inner court there, it's there you get to be alone with the King. It doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. It doesn't matter what everybody else in the palace is doing. You're with the King. It doesn't matter if there's confusion. It doesn't matter if people don't want to worship. It doesn't matter. You're alone with the King. That's where worship puts you. Worship puts you in a place where it don't matter what everybody else is doing. It don't matter what else is going on everywhere else. Come on. That's where worship will take you. That's where worship will take you today. When you walk through the doors of the church into the Welcome Center, you've come into the gates. You say hello to everyone. You shake their hands. You greet them in the name of the Lord. Then you come a little closer to the King by coming into His courts. You come into the sanctuary and there the praise starts. There you can tell I'm a little closer right here to the King. How many feel closer in the sanctuary to the King than you do in the Welcome Center? Come on, you walk out of the gate and you walk into the court and you come in here to praise Him. You come in here to lift Him up. You can tell I'm a little closer to the King. My praise has taken me a little deeper into the palace. But then you take your praise to a whole new level and you find yourself engulfed in your worship. Come on now, it doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. Now my worship has taken me to the inner chambers where I can talk to Him, where I can be alone with Him, where I can feel Him, where I can speak to Him, where He can correct me, where He can edify me, where He can restore me. There in the inner chambers with the King. I love the gates, but the gates ain't enough for me. I love the courts, but the courts ain't enough for me. I want to get to the inner chamber where the King is at. I want to be alone with Jesus today. I want to feel His presence. I want to feel His embrace. I want to feel His touch today. And that's only going to come through the protocol of my worship. I love the gates, but it's not enough for me. I love the courts, but I want more. I want to be alone with Him. I want His attention. I want some time in the presence of the King. The most feared and the most powerful monarchs on earth have the most extreme security. Yeah. They have the most extreme security. You know why? Because protocol protects the King. Protocol doesn't only protect the King, Brother Joe. Protocol verifies the visitor. It wasn't uncommon, Brother Paul, in the first century for a king to be killed by someone who was very close to him. Sometimes members of his own family. Come on, some of his most trusted allies, Brother Eric, when they would come into the king, they would pull out a sword and pierce the king. The most powerful, the most acknowledged monarchs in the earth have the strictest of security, because it was dangerous for the king to let somebody into their inner courts. Come on. I want to be alone with him today, church. Come on. I want to be in a room like this where there's 125 people, Sister Leslie, but there ain't nobody but me and Jesus. I want to reach a place in my walk with God where we come in here and I'm worshiping and I'm dancing and I'm giving praise unto the Lord, but there comes a point in time in the service where none of you exist. I'm all with him alone. I'm all with him alone because I'm in the inner courts. I'm in the inner chamber. I'm alone with Jesus, and only my worship and the protocol of the palace is going to get me there to be alone with him. Come on. The most feared and the most powerful monarchs in the world have the most extreme security. It's common. They have to be very careful. They let into their inner chamber. Church, there's a protocol to the palace. You're not getting into the inner chamber without a sincere heart and a genuine motive. You're not going to get close to the heart of Jesus if your mind is on something else. If your heart is not in it. Come on, you're not getting into the inner chamber without a sincere heart today, because the only way to the inner chamber is through your worship. And you cannot worship what you do not revere. And you cannot worship what you do not adore. And you cannot worship what you have dethroned in your life. Come on, I come to tell somebody, if he's not the king in your life, you're not getting into his inner chambers. If he's not the Lord of your life, you're not getting into his inner chambers, because you cannot worship what you have dethroned in your life. Hallelujah. If he's not the king of your life, you're not getting into his inner chambers, because there's a protocol for coming to the king. The protocol of the palace will teach you the importance of waiting on the Lord. Well, there's nothing that we need more than learning to wait on the Lord. Nothing. Nothing that we need more, Brother Joe, than learning to wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. We'll wait on what we want. We'll wait patiently till they call our name at the doctor's office or the dentist's office. We'll wait patiently until they call our number at the BMV to get that plate on that new car. We'll stand in line for hours to ride one single ride at our favorite theme park. We'll sit in that drive-thru that's wrapped all the way around the building and down the street at Chick-fil-A because we got to have the Lord's chicken. Yeah, we will. We'll wait on what we want, but when it comes to the things of God, Brother Doug, when it comes to the things that matter most, we want what we want, and we want it now. I come to tell you, waiting is worshiping, and if you love him, you'll wait on him. If you want what he has for you, you'll wait till he gives it to you. Don't take that first boy that comes into your life. Don't take that first girl that comes into your life. You wait on the Lord, and the Lord will give you exactly what you need. Waiting is worshiping today. And if you value it, here it is. If you value it, you'll wait on it. Oh, yeah. If that chicken sandwich means enough to you, you're going to wait for that line all the way down the road and around. I've done it. And I'm going to do it again this week, because I value the Lord's chicken. But you want to know what I value more? The presence of God in my life. You want to value more? His protection on my family. So I wait on him. I wait on him. When he says no, I wait on him. When he says yes, I wait on him. When he says wait on me, I value the presence of the Lord in my life. So I'm going to go by the protocol of the palace, and worshiping is waiting. You got to learn to wait upon the Lord. We live in this modern, give it to me now culture. instant gratification. We got to have it right now. Buddy, if you're sick, you'll wait till that doctor don't mind. I've seen people sit in the doctor's office for 2 hours to get them antibiotics. Yeah. I've seen people wait in them fast food restaurants. Come on, me and my wife been to restaurants that we love. We wait over an hour, Brother Eric, to get that steak that we want because we value it. How much do you value the presence of the Lord? How much do you value time with the King? How much do you value a moment in His presence? Being in His inner chamber. We stand in line for the things that we want, wrapped all the way around the building. But when it comes to the things of God, we don't want to wait on anything. Waiting is a part of the protocol of the palace. It's a part of coming to the King. If something's important to you, that's worth the wait. People would often wait for days or even weeks to have an appointment with the King. Here it is straight, church. We only wait on what we value. We only wait on what we value. So if you're not willing to wait on Him, you don't value Him. My God, that's a little harsh, Pastor, I know. If you're not willing to wait on Him, you don't value Him. Because waiting is worship. And you value what you wait on. Waiting on the Lord is part of worshiping the Lord. You got to accept the protocol. Church, it's the only way in. The Lord has a royal residence. It's called the Holy of Holies. In the Old Testament, only the priest of the bloodline of Aaron was allowed behind the second veil. Only the priest of the bloodline of Aaron was allowed to go into the Holy of Holies. But thank God, when that veil was rent, my God, anybody and everybody who's had their blood washed by the blood of the Lamb has access to the Holy of Holies today. Come on, you can walk right into the throne room. You can bow down at His feet. You can lay it all at His feet. You can love Him. You can worship Him. You can give Him the praise, the glory, and the honor that He deserves today. There's a new bloodline. Hallelujah. And it only comes by the blood of Jesus Christ. And that blood will get you access to the King. You got to have His blood applied. You got to have His name invoked. You got to have His word hidden in your heart today. You got to be thankful. You got to praise Him. You got to worship Him. You got to obey Him. It's the protocol of coming to the King. Stand with me as the musicians come quickly. Church, knowing who we are, knowing who He is, and desiring to be close to Him, that's two totally different things. Many people say they believe in God. Many people say they love God. But believing in God and desiring to be close and to be alone with God is two different things. Let me tell you something. You can go to a monarchy and you can stand outside the gate. And you can scream and you can yell and you can holler out your petition as much as you want to. But the King ain't going to hear you. The King ain't going to hear you. That's not the way a kingdom works. You got to go through the gate. You got to come through the courts. You got to get into the inner chamber and be alone with the King for Him to hear your petition. The King is not going to hear you yelling from outside the gates. The protocol of the palace will take you all the way to where the King is. You can be alone with Him. You can be in His presence. You can spend time with Him. You can start at His feet and worship your way all the way to His heart. My God, it's the protocol of the palace today. When Mary broke open that alabaster box, she knelt down and she took her hair and her tears and she washed the feet of Jesus. She got out that perfume and she put the oil on his feet. She thought she was just washing the feet of the Lord. No, that's not what was happening. She found the protocol of coming to the king. While she was washing his feet, while she was weeping and crying and washing his feet with her tears and her hair and anointing his feet with the perfume from the alabaster box, he was altering her life. He was changing her reputation. They said, Lord, this woman is a sinner. He said, I don't care who she is. She understands the protocol of coming to the king. She came in here to worship me. She came in here to love me. She came in here to give me the praise that I'm worthy of. And she worshiped her way from my feet to my heart. Why? Because of the protocol of the palace. Don't ever get satisfied with the welcome center. Don't even get satisfied with the sanctuary. You need to get to the inner chamber. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost today. You need to get to the inner chamber. You need to be alone with the king today and only come in through the welcome center and do your greeting with thanksgiving in your heart and coming into the sanctuary and offering him praise for his mighty acts. But you got to get alone with him through your worship. You got to get alone with him through your worship, and that will thrust you into the Holy of Holies, the presence of the king today. The presence of the king today. She thought she was just washing in the Lord's feet. But the Lord said, while you're doing that, I'm doing this. I'm altering your destiny. I'm transforming your life. I'm changing the way people see you. Come on. Are you ready for the presence of the Lord today? Are you ready for what God has for you today? Are you ready to be alone with Jesus today? Are you ready to be in the presence of the King? These altars are open. We're getting ready to sing this closing song. I wonder if you get out of your seat today. Say, Lord, I love the welcome center. I love the gates, but I'm not happy just being in the gates. Lord, I love the sanctuary. I love the courts, but I'm not just happy giving you praise. I need to be alone with you today. I need to get to where you're at today. I need to be in the presence of the King. These altars are open as we sing this closing song. Would you come?